WOGO, your sports station.
This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Bloomer High School in Bloomer, Wisconsin. Caleb Swenson, Ryan Stelter with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and a podcast later on this afternoon at WOGO.com. It's the McDonald Max and the Bloomer Blackhawks, two teams right now tied for second in the Western Clover Belt Conference. McDonald, a 12-1 record. They had their first setback of the season just two nights ago at Fall Creek, 80-76. 4-1 in the Western Clover Belt. The Blackhawks also 4-1 in the WCC. They played nine games, are 7-2, and they have won three in a row. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Halley, keeping things running smoothly. And Ryan Stelter, this is a game for McDonald where twice in a row they're going to have to play big, long, physical teams that on paper certainly have a size advantage. McDonald really is going to want to make their pace the emphasis in this game.
Oh, absolutely. Our depth is going to play a big role in this game. I think the experience they got on Thursday night against that size is definitely going to help in this game, and they're going to have to come out in the first half and play strong basketball.
We were talking about this with Coach Schilling. We'll hear from him in a few moments here in the pregame show, but your son Carter, one of the seniors on this senior-laden McDonald team, and in a way, nobody wants to lose a game, but Mark mentioned this after the last game against Fall Creek. You kind of get a monkey off your back when that unbeaten season comes to an end. You don't want it to, but once you can swallow that bitter pill and say, all right, we lost a game, let's get back to the basketball we know we can play, it can help you focus for the stretch run here in the conference and, of course, the tournament afterward.
Absolutely, and big showing in the second half. I mean, down big at halftime, you know, show the heart to come back in the second half. That's going to play dividends down the road for sure, especially come tournament time.
We saw McDonald down 18 early in the second half, came within two multiple times in that game. Last time out for Bloomer, they played a couple times this week, and the Blackhawks certainly like to keep the pace of the game slower. They got a victory just 2 days ago on Thursday against Thorpe, 58-49. Interesting thing, Ryan, that pops out about the stats. For one thing, McDonald scores 74 per game and Bloomer 47, but Bloomer has been in four games decided by 4 points or less. They're 3-1 in those contests. It seems like they want to keep it low scoring, and they're comfortable if it's tight in the final a couple minutes.
Yeah, they do. They're gonna try and play the slow pace a little bit, use their big guys real efficiently, and McDonald's just gonna have to outlast it with their depth and trying to push the ball up the floor.
McDonald JV right now up 43-33, make that 43-35, so a timeout taken by Bloomer, 22.5. The Max boys were up big in this JV game, and Bloomer with a strong comeback here at the end. Going back to that Fall Creek game for just a moment, we saw McDonald shoot the ball well from the floor. They shot the ball 49% from the field, almost 40% from three-point range. Just unfortunately, they ran into a hot shooting Fall Creek team that shot almost 60% from the field, hit seven threes, but shot 47% timely shots, hit by maybe some unexpected players for Coach Storley's team. They look like a team that could be a tough out in Division Four, but got to tip your cap to them. But I think McDonald could also say, hopefully the second time we get Fall Creek, things will be a little bit different.
Yeah, absolutely. Fall Creek, did a really good job in the first half, finding the open guy, making the open shot, took advantage of second chance points a little bit in the first half, and McDonald came on the second half, you know, played tough, you know, did a lot of jump man-to-man on that press and got some turnovers and got themselves back into the game.
And maybe one of the things, too, again, a lot of bright spots from that game. Eddie Mittermeier at 28 points, Cannon Huss with 21, Aiden Misfelt 9 points, Keegan Galvez with 8 points, and Rozowski with 5 assists coming off the bench in that game. McDonald hit 88% of their free throws, and that's been something that you'd say maybe they haven't shot the ball really well from the charity stripe yet. They're still at 67% for the season, but almost 90%. Any coach is going to love that.
Oh, absolutely. And that played a huge role even on Thursday night down in Falkirk. We made our free throws, got a couple chances in that game with Falkirk missing a couple, so the difference between missing one and making one can be huge in those games.
Rebounding, I would think, Ryan, would be also a huge factor. Plus 10 for Fall Creek in that win. Again, the lone setback for McDonald this season, and when you look at the last two times McDonald has played this Bloomer team, Bloomer did graduate four key seniors from last year, but they're still very long, and they out-rebounded McDonald 26-14 in their two matchups last year, 26-14 in Game 1, which was won by Bloomer 48-27 at McDonald, and then a 34-23 rebounding advantage the last time these two teams met here. Bloomer won that game 58-43. So when you have a double-digit advantage on the boards, I mean, that, again, is just one of those little things that typically is going to be on the winning side.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, and like I said, that experience from Thursday should be good. I mean, they had two kids, 6'5", from Fall Creek, and you're going to see the same thing tonight with Rogie and the other guy, and so we're going to have to definitely play the rebound game and get in right positions.
We'll hear from both head coaches coming up in just a moment as the McDonald JV completes their 9-point victory, 44-35, here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Ryan Stelder. Just delving in real quick to the last two times these teams played. It was a forgettable matchup the first time last January the 4th, a home loss for McDonald at Stephen Debraser Gymnasium, 48-27 for Bloomer. In that game, McDonald shot 28% from the field, just 4 of 8 from the free throw line, and only 18% from three-point range. Cannon Haas with 12 points, Eddie Mittermeier with 6, and Dominic Schwarzenberger with 14. He certainly is the leading man for Bloomer, tops in the conference and scoring at almost 25 per game. The last time these two teams met here, Bloomer was up 32-14 at the half, 58-43 they won. Haas had 15, Mittermeier had 10 for McDonald, but again, they shot just 36% from the field, only 41% from the foul line. In that game, Ryan, they left 10 points at the free throw line, 7 of 17, so they lost by 15, but that's something that you could say would have made it a lot closer. McDonald was 27% from three-point range. But another thing that really jumps out about this game, which was kind of a blowout win the last time these two teams met on this floor, Bloomer hit 10 three-pointers in that game.
Yep, yeah, they shot very well up here. Their length really gave us fits last year. They were really tall. Even their perimeter players were a lot taller than we were, and we didn't adjust to that very well, and hopefully this year we can shoot a little bit better from the arc.
Well, the title card is set to begin in less than 15 minutes here on WOGO Live from Bloomer High School. We'll step out and take a 2.5-minute break. Be back with interviews with both head coaches, starting with Greg Van Grunsven of Bloomer. It's your 12-1 McDonald Max against the 7-2 Bloomer Blackhawks. Two teams tied for second right now in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Back in 2.5, this is WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's push all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball and WOGO Sports, live on the road in beautiful Bloomer, Wisconsin, here at Bloomer High School, here with head coach Greg Van Grunsven. And coach, this is a matchup with you and McDonald that you really got the better of them last year, including a game where you absolutely took it to them. I think they only scored 23 or 25 points in that first game last year. You won on this home floor, but this is a McDonald team that, even though they only lost one senior, they've really taken a step forward.
Yeah, you know, a whole different team. You know, it seems like they've gained a year of maturity, both physically, emotionally, athletically. So a totally different McDonald team that we're playing. And then we graduated four very, very impactful players from our team last year. And quite frankly, we didn't lose for 6 weeks last year in a 6 week span to start the year. But should be an interesting game. You know, kind of a tale of two different teams. You know, the Macs want to play really fast. They're very athletic and quick. And we're going to take our time, kind of hopefully get what we want. So it'll be a really interesting matchup.
Coach, a lot of attention, of course, paid to Dominic Schwarzenberger. He is one of the premier players in the area, but you have to get contributions from so many other players in order to be where you're at right now in the conference standings. Where else are you seeing marquee play?
Well, we don't really designate, right? You know, you kind of try to identify roles a little bit, and those roles just naturally come about themselves throughout the course of the year. But we don't really designate one guy here, one guy there to do this or that, to this or that. So, you know, Dominic certainly is a talented player, and he's got very capable teammates that are able to chip in when needed.
When you look at this game, again, in terms of styles and pace, obviously McDonald would be happy if they can get past 70 points. You guys probably would be more comfortable to keep it in the 50s. They're shooting, especially almost hitting 10 threes per game. What do you do perimeter defensively?
Well, we stick to our principles, quite frankly, right now. You know, we've got to run hard at shooters. We got to be balanced. And a lot of long rebounds, so limit their second chance opportunities. But maybe more so than anything, just to be able to convert defensively, to make them score against five, to see if they can score over us on a consistent basis. And that really truly is no different for when we play McDonald or really any other team. So they're very talented. They're, again, very athletic, very quick. And we know we've got a terrific challenge here tonight.
Well, Coach, Bloomer always comes out to support their teams. Looking forward to a loud and raucous crowd out there, and should be a fantastic game. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Cale. Nice to meet you.
Head Coach Greg Van Grunsven of Bloomer back after this with Coach Schilling of the Max. It's McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Salvo tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful Nolan. Bounce pass. Wide open for two. The senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Ty High with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball. Second game in a row on the road, this time at Bloomer, home of the Blackhawks, here with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald. And coach, just one day between that game against Fall Creek, and that was the first loss of the season. You get to flush it pretty quickly because you've got another game that was right at the top of the conference standings here.
Yeah, we play another team that is going to be very well coached. They're playing the game on the road. Another big team that's going to be physical. So, again, in our conference, it's, you don't have many nights off, and this will be another challenge for us today.
With a senior-led group like you have, when you have a practice in between, a tough loss, a competitive game, but a tough loss, what did you see? Did you see that mentality that you want?
I think it helped to be able to play another game so quickly. So being able to play again today after the game on Thursday is good for everybody. But our seniors, again, they've been there before. Just kind of said, hey, we still made that a heck of a game. Fall Creek had to play really well to beat us at their place. So I think that still gave us some confidence that we can move forward and still play well.
In that last game, Fall Creek shot almost 50% from three, 59% from the floor. Your shooting percentages were high as well, too, but I know defensively you probably told the guys we can be better than that.
Yeah, I think looking at the stats, even on the way over today, the stats are all pretty similar. I think they hit some timely shots and they hit some free throws at the end. But, again, they had some guys, their role players really stepped up and shot the ball well. And playing on the road is just tough. Sometimes that's when the role players will step up, is when they're at home, and they did a good job of that.
And finally, Coach, what's most important against this Bloomer team? You're familiar with a lot of the players on this team. They've got some quality players, but they're a team that's going to want to slow it down. Like you just mentioned, they want to hit those timely shots. They don't want to play in the 70s. They probably want to keep this at 50-55.
Yeah, and they're big and physical. They're going to rebound the ball very well. They're going to be patient on offense. Again, Schwarzenberger is leading the conference in scoring and one of the best players in our area, so they're just very well coached and smart, and it's going to be a challenge for us to try to go out and still play our game.
We're looking forward to it, Coach. We'll talk to you afterward.
Great. Thank you for coming out.
Head Coach Adam Schilling of the Max. Tip-off coming up next on WOGO Sports, live from Bloomer.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Northwestern Bank.
delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Ryan Stelter with you live from Bloomer High School, home of the Blackhawks. Western Cloverbelt Conference matchup between two teams tied for second, and both teams just a game behind Fall Creek in the conference standings. Really more like half a game. Fall Creek 5-1 on the year in conference play. McDonald and Bloomer both at 4-1. It's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. The Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend. Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Ryan Stelter, again, we've talked about pace. We've talked about McDonald's ability to get out and run, their ability to shoot. Bloomer not going to want to do that quite as much. And you certainly think one key would be minimizing turnovers and then trying to enforce your pace on the other, really for both of these teams.
Yep. McDonald's going to try and come out, push the ball a little bit. Bloomer's going to try and slow it down, work it in, have Schwarzenberger shoot from the outside, and we'll see who can establish that first here in the game.
That's your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Game time is coming up next. The 12-1 McDonald Max against the 7-2 Bloomer Blackhawks. It should be a great one. Don't go anywhere. Game time is coming up next on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming audio at WOGO.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Starting lineups being introduced now. It's the Max and Bloomer here from Bloomer High School. Aiden Misfelt, the 5'11 senior guard, number one, averaging 8.9 points, 4.4 rebounds, and 2.3 steals per game. Eddie Mittermeier, the 5'11 senior guard, number three, averaging 21.8 points per game to leads the team in assists as well, and almost four steals per contest, has hit 59 threes. Keegan Galvez, 6'5 senior forward, number 22, 62% from the field for Keegan, almost four rebounds, almost 7 points per game. game. Jordan Secor, the lockdown defender, 6'2" sophomore guard, number 24, 2 points, two rebounds, two assists per game. Cannon Huss, 6'3" senior guard forward combo, number 33, averaging 21.4 points per game and leads the team at almost 10 rebounds per game. Adam Schilling, fifth year as head coach of McDonald with a 79-37 record. That's a 69% winning percentage. Jonah Blaskocic, 6'3", junior, number 2 on the start for Greg Van Grunsven's Bloomer Blackhawks. Evan Rogge, 6'5", senior, number 3. Number 4 is Dominic Schwarzenberger, a 6'3", junior, leads the conference almost 25 points per game. Zeke Strand is a 6'3", sophomore, number 12, averages 4.1 points, 4.5 rebounds. And Jake Blaskocic, a 6'3", junior, number 24, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds. So the starting lineup for Bloomer goes 6'3", 6'5", 6'3", 6'3", 6'3". Ryan, there's certainly plenty of height.
Yes, there is. Yep. We just got to let that experience from Thursday try and help us through this. You know, it's going to be a physical battle, especially on the rebounding end, and we got to be ready for it.
Bloomer in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the black numerals and lettering, burnt orange piping. Sides of the tanks and shorts alternating with those black stripes. McDonald resplendent in the royal blue uniforms, white numerals, gold piping. Cannon Huss just can't quite get the tip from Evan Rogge, who's got him by a couple inches at 6'5", and Bloomer will start out with the basketball moving left to right as we begin. Quick three, left wing. That one rims in and out. Cannon Huss fighting for the rebound, and over the back on Jonah Blaskocic will be a quick whistle against Bloomer. That three missed by Jake Blaskocic.
That's a good start. Good start on the box out and ready to go.
Jonah and Jake Blaskocic, pair of 6'3 juniors. McDonald moving right to left with Eddie Mittermeier across the circle at midcourt. Keegan Galvez swings over to Aiden Misfeldt. Misfeldt holding between the wheels. We have an offensive foul called underneath. I think they'll get Keegan with that one.
Yep, a little bit of a moving screen.
So the whistle's coming very quickly, two in the first 25 seconds of the game. McDonald will play some full court pressure here, guarding everyone but the inbounder. Bloomer will get it to Dominic Schwarzenberger, standing 83 feet from the basket, puts it on the floor with the right hand, runs into a trap, picks up the dribble, throws it across the court, and Rogge safely across the timeline, slides a deep bounce pass down to Blaskocic. Guarded by Eddie Mittermeier. That's Jake Blaskocic. Goes up top, Evan Rogge. Works on the left wing, Zeke Strand. Schwarzenberger up top, Secor on him. Quick trigger on a three by Schwarzenberger. No, Keegan Galvez goes up top for the rebound. Lost it for a moment. Cannon Huss retrieves. Quick outlet, pushes across midcourt by Eddie Mittermeier. Cannon calling for the ball on the left wing. Couldn't get it to him. Jordan Secor up top. Spins to Galvez, straddling the arc left wing out to Aiden Misfeldt. Misfeldt puts on the floor with right hand, attacks the hoop, up and in.
Great
for
shot.
Two. Aiden Misfeldt, an aggressive move, and it just seems like when Aiden is aggressive offensively, a lot of good things happen for McDonald. Maybe a little too much aggression defensively, as he'll get called for a quick whistle near the opposite baseline. The way the first minute 15 has gone in this game, Ryan, it makes me think that there could be a lot of bonus free throw shots in this contest.
McDonald's trying to push the pace of the game.
Schwarzenberger on the run, just inside the arc left corner. Dominic Schwarzenberger. Work up top, Jonah Blaskocic holding high above his head. One bounce. Goes right side. Evan Rogge. Rogge at 6'5", tallest player on the floor for Bloomer. Bounce inside, knocked away by a couple McDonald defenders. Galvez hits the deck for it, tied up. And
good
possession will go to the max. Again, Keegan Galvez at 6'5", tallest player on the floor for McDonald, and he's the first one to hit the deck on that loose ball.
That's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to get all the loose ones.
2-0 McDonald, 16-18 to play first half. Secor up top, he's doubled. Throws one in the corner, Aiden Misfeldt. Misfeldt, long cross-court skip, Eddie Mittermeier. Deep three, right wing, count it! Eddie eyes the hoop, rains it through, 5 zip McDonald. That's the first for Eddie Mittermeier. He hits about 5 per game. Quick whistle and a timeout by Bloomer. We'll step out, be back in 30 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town.
Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to. And the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
5-0 McDonald, 15:56 to go in the first half. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Mark your calendars, midwinter Mardi Gras coming up second week of February. Looking forward to that. Bloomer with the basketball out of the timeout by Greg Van Grunsven, who's the coach at Eau Claire Memorial before coming here to Bloomer. Top, Jake Pliskocic, the work into the perimeter, left wing. In the corner, Evan Rogge. Drops down to Schwarzenberger, straddling the foul line, tipped away for a moment by Eddie Mittermeier. Pliskocic, right wing, holds above his head, cross-court skip to the left elbow. Bloomer still looking to get their first points, 2.5 minutes in. 5-0 McDonald. Nice bounce pass inside, beautiful move, but a nice swat by Cannon Huss. Knocked it away from Jonah Pliskocic. Now McDonald on the move. Aiden Misfeld, straight on, steps into it, three!
Way to share the basketball.
Another timeout taken. Bloomer wants a break. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports. A quick start for McDonald. They've scored the first 8 points of this game. Caleb Swenson, Ryan Stelter with you live from Bloomer High School. Back at the controls at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Zach Wycheck. Bloomer with the basketball out of their second timeout in the first 3 minutes of the half. Rogge drops in the paint. Schwarzenberger twists around two defenders, and that's the first bucket for Bloomer. Dominic Schwarzenberger, he's going to get his almost 25 per game. 8-2 McDonald. Aiden Misfeld, cross-court skip. Jordan Sikora, right corner. Drops down to Keegan Galvez. Galvez backing his man in, trying to shovel a pass out, and it's taken away by Pliskocic. Pliskocic across the timeline. Right wing, Evan Rogge. Rogge slides a bounce pass down low to Jonah Pliskocic. Working against Keegan Galvez, brings it out beyond the arc. Rogge steps into a three, left side, rattled it through. Evan Rogge, a 6'5 senior, showing the range, 8'5, and a quick 5-0 run by the Blackhawks. Pulls them right back into this game. Jordan Sikora, Aiden Misfeld, left wing. Aiden has five of McDonald's eight. Subs coming up at the next stoppage. Misfeld crosses over to Sikora. Took a jersey out in the student section for Bloomer here tonight. Aiden Misfeld left wing outside the arc. Holding and waiting. Slide a bounce, top of the key. Over to the right corner. Cannon Huss steps into a three. Huss had it rattle in and out, and they'll get Aiden Misfeld going over the back. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Cooper Mittermeier comes into the game, the sophomore, number 0, 5'9 guard. Also Grant Smiski, the sophomore guard, 5'10, number 5. As McDonald has a one possession lead, 8-5 with 13:32 to go here in the first half. Smiski, right on Dominic Schwarzenberger. He'll give it off to Rogge. Tries another three, left corner, that one well short. Long rebound, Cooper Mittermeier tracks it down.
Good hustle there to get that rebound.
Eddie Mittermeier tipped pass and stolen in the low corner by Jonah Pliskocic. Cannon Huss pressures him into a pass to Jake Bliskocic. Doubled. Finds Jonah Bliskocic, and they'll slide it down to the left block. That's Rogi. Rogi has his pass swatted, a block volleyball style by Cannon Huss. Huss on the run, a two-on-two. Huss, beautiful move down the lane. Couldn't get a scooping layup to fall. Now a tie-up to Miles Flanagan, who just came into the game. Number 44, the 6'3 junior center, ties up Bloomer, but possession will go to the Blackhawks as they will sub in Colin Crane, 6'3 sophomore. And their brother Connor, certainly a standout for Bloomer last year.
Yes, he was. He could really shoot the basketball.
12:54 and counting here in the first half. 8-5, McDonald with the lead. Jonah Bliskocic, left wing. Out to Jake Bliskocic. Finds Crane in the left corner. Schwarzenberger up top, chest to chest with him. And Grant Smiski takes it away. Smiski to Cannon Huss. Huss crossing over down the lane. Eurostep, left-handed layup, good. Beautiful work in transition. That's the first bucket for Cannon Huss. 10-5, McDonald. Schwarzenberger now on the run, trying to break the pressure. Schwarzenberger, tough shot along the baseline, falling away. He's fouled. Helping hands up by Grant Smiski and Miles Flanagan. What a mutual respect between these teams and some AAU teammates as well, I believe. But that's the fourth whistle on McDonald. One so far against Bloomer. And Schwarzenberger will be going to the line, shooting a pair. Well, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Schwarzenberger hits the first. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com. It's ghr-ec.com. Number 22, Kareem Ba, 6'2", senior into the game for Bloomer. As Rogi will exit, Schwarzenberger hits a pair. He has four. The lead is three for McDonald, 10-7. Eddie Mittermeier floats one to younger brother Cooper. Working off a screen from Huss. Miles Flanagan straight on. One bounce finds Eddie curling off a screen. High pass, Cooper Mittermeier, left corner out to Cannon Huss. Schwarzenberger swatting at it. Cannon backing him down. McDonald with a little spacing issue as going in hard, finger roll not falling for Cannon Huss. Huss had to work his way through traffic, some blue, some white jerseys there, and got to the cup, but couldn't finish. Schwarzenberger across the timeline. Kind of a run and jump defense here from Cooper Mittermeier and Grant Smiski.
Yep, they got Grant matched up man-to-man on Schwarzenberger, and the rest of them are playing a 1-3 zone, so.
Bliskocic right wing. Goes to Crane. And Cooper Mittermeier in the corner. Quick three for Bloomer. That one rims in and out. Cannon Huss, two hands for safety, pulls down the rebound. Cross midcourt. Cannon Huss up top. Goes between his legs. Grant Smiski left side. Smiski floats it out for Huss straight on. Cannon back to Smiski on the left wing outside the arc. Grant holds. A couple bounces. Goes to Cooper Mittermeier right of the circle. 11:06 to play. 10-7 McDonald. Flanagan out to Cooper Mittermeier. Grant Smiski. Bounce back up top between the circles, Cooper Mittermeier. And Smiski on the left wing. Cannon Huss calling for it at the top of the key. He'll get it to him at the foul line. Spins between two defenders, now three defenders and a walk on Cannon Huss. Subs coming back in, Zeke Strand and Evan Rogi back in after a quick break. Both Bliskocic's Jonah and Jake will exit.
Asher back in for just coming in first time for the Max, too.
Asher Rozowski, 6-foot senior guard, number 34, had five assists in that game on Thursday night against Fall Creek. Rogi to Strand. Strand to Schwarzenberger, had hit pocket pick, falls to the floor, tied up. And possession to McDonald. Good work there by Rozowski coming into the game.
Very good work. Hustled after the ball. Got a quick turnover here.
Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, three generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. I'm sure Ryan can give us more information as well, too. Shot from 10, missed by Cannon Huss. Out of bounds. Last touch by Bloomer as Miles Flanagan doing a good job battling for that one.
Good hustle by Miles going after that ball.
10:26 to go in the half. 10-7, McDonald. They scored the first 8 points of this one. Pace has slowed down quite a bit since then. Inbounds thrown into the backcourt. And Cooper Mittermeier Take it across the timeline with 10:24 to go. Asher Rozowski, left wing, finds Eddie Mittermeier. Rogge will stay on him. Rogge at 6'5". Whistle up top, and another offensive foul called against McDonald. I think they got Miles Flanagan.
Yep, illegal screen.
A couple of offensive fouls away from the ball called against McDonald here in the first half. That is their fifth. Just one whistle so far against Bloomer. At the left elbow, kick to Rogge. Rogge bobbled it, and Cooper Mittermeier scoops it up in the right corner. It looked like Rogge had a clear pass to the basket. Keegan Galvez about to come back in for the Mags. About 50 seconds away from the halfway point of this first half. McDonald, three-point lead. Make it five as Cannon Huss sinks the jumper from just inside the foul line. 12-7 McDonald. 9:40 to go. Rogge hassled by Eddie Mittermeier, and a timeout taken. 30-second timeout. We're back here on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Salvo tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful. Nolan bounce pass. Wide open for two. The senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Ty High with a chance. Try to win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Well, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. You can learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Coming out of the third timeout for Bloomer, the Blackhawks trail your McDonald Max 12-7. Caleb Swenson, Ryan Stelter with you on WOGO Sports. Almost to the halfway point here in the first half. Kick out, wide open three for Blaskocik, left wing. That's good. Too wide open to miss, Jake Blaskocik. That's the second three for Bloomer here in the first half. McDonald's hit a pair as well, and it's a two-point game. Bloomer as close as they've been, trailing 12-10 with 9:09 to go.
See if McDonald can pick up the pace here a little bit. Greg used his timeouts to kind of slow this game down. It's been very effective so far since that second timeout.
Rozowski up top, right elbow. Cannon Huss drives in hard, can't get the shot to fall, gets his own rebound,
good
goes
rebound
from one side of the hoop to the other. Hoop and harm for Huss. An end one opportunity for the McDonald seniors. Cannon Huss battling hard in the paint. 8:51 left. That's the second foul against Bloomer. Huss goes to the line for the end one. Free throw rattles through. Huss, a 75% foul shooter. 15-10 McDonald. 8:48 to go. Carter Stelter about to check in for McDonald, number 20, a 6-foot senior forward. Left corner, Rogge. Skips back up top to Blaskocik, who just hit a three. Rogge drops down at the left block. Kick out to Rogge for his second three of the game. That one in and out. Cannon Huss, good box out. And that's enough foul going against Zeke Strand on the over and back.
Great position by Cannon on the rebound. He's really working down there to get them offensive and defensive rebounds.
I don't think Coach Van Grunsven liked that call, but it seemed like Cannon had clear position. And Huss will take a break as Stelter comes in, will inbound the basketball with 8:28 left. 15-10 McDonald with the lead. Good contingent on hand from both schools here. This is a pretty full gym this afternoon for some matinee Max Hoops. Good to have you with us here on WOGO. Carter Stelter goes to Cooper Mittermeier, left wing. Cooper puts it on the floor with the right hand to Keegan Galvez. Galvez had it swatted by Schwarzenberger. Gets it back to Stelter. Stelter handoff, Eddie Mittermeier. Three Blackhawks collapse on Mittermeier. He gets it off to Rozowski, right wing. Asher picked up his dribble. Keegan Galvez, right corner. Slides it into Carter Stelter just outside the arc. Asher Rozowski puts it on the floor. Tough shot. On it blocked. Kick out Cooper Mittermeier, left corner. Three. Rims in and out, hit the back iron. Schwarzenberger on the run with the long rebound. Schwarzenberger down the lane, stopped by a foul, blocking foul going against whom? I think Cooper Mittermeier.
Oop, yep.
That's the sixth on McDonald, their last to give. So the final 7:47 will be free throws for Bloomer. Jonah Blaskocik comes back into the game. Crane exits.
Jonah Blaskocik back in for Crane.
Three team fouls against Bloomer, six on McDonald. Through the blocks, to the elbows for this inbounds play for Bloomer. They'll throw to Schwarzenberger, driving baseline, shovels a nice pass inside, but coming up short on the layup attempt, Zeke Strand, and McDonald clears the rebound. Push ahead to Eddie Mittermeier, far side of the floor. No-look bounce pass, Keegan Galvez right corner. Galvez driving baseline, and he's bumped. That's Strand's second, I believe. And the fourth on the team is fouls evening out a bit. Connor Crane will come right back in after a very short break.
Good decision by Keegan to take advantage of that drive there.
Jordan Sikora back in, as is Cannon Huss. Eddie Mittermeier gets his first break. Asher Rozowski also will take a seat for McDonald. Eddie played all 36 minutes against Fall Creek. Out of the inbounds, up to Cannon Huss from Jordan Sikora. 15-10 McDonald, under 7.5 to go in the first half. Jordan Sikora flips opposite side. Playing catch up top with Cooper Mittermeier. Finds Carter Stelter right corner. Back to Sikora. Cooper Mittermeier left wing. Working against this zone. Donald taking their time here. Sikora slides a bounce pass right corner. Carter Stelter drops it into the post. Right block. Cannon Huss. Huss is doubled and called for travel. Nice move to the hoop by Cannon Huss. But he's been dragging a foot first.
Boxing one by Bloomer. You know, with either on Eddie or Cannon, and just giving us a little trouble here.
Rogita Bliskacic across the timeline. Bliskacic picks up his dribble. Goes to Schwarzenberger. Puts on the floor right hand. Nice pass down low to Rogi. Rogi just inside the left block. His second field goal. Good look there by Schwarzenberger. 15-12. One possession game again. McDonald retains the lead. Galvez left corner. Long cross court skip. Cooper Mittermeier up top, Jordan Sikora. Sikora back to Cooper Mittermeier right in front of that Bloomer student section. Working off a little sip screen up top, turned over to Bloomer. Schwarzenberger ahead of the pack. Easy layup for two. Dominic Schwarzenberger with six, and it's a one-point advantage for McDonald, 15-14 after the turnover up top. Sikora, just the left block extended. Keegan Galvez backing his man in. Turns with a right hand. No, but a foul. And Galvez going to the line, shooting a pair.
And McDonald's just got to be a little bit more aggressive here. Just kind of waiting and being a little impatient.
Keegan Galvez second on the team with 33 free throw attempts coming into this game. 6:09 remaining, 15-14 McDonald. Galvez a little bit short on the first free throw. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass. Carter Stelter exits for McDonald. Eddie Mittermeier back in. Galvez long on the second free throw. Rebound by Bliskacic. 15-14 it remains. Jaden Hartman, a 5'10 sophomore, came into the game at the guard for Bloomer. Hartman goes right side. Bliskacic open, look at a three. Back iron, no. Rebound batted out of bounds. Will stay with Bloomer. Nope. Blackhawks were calling for it. Eddie Mittermeier was in the area, but last touched by Bloomer. McDonald basketball with 5:50 to go.
See if we can get a bucket here. Work it inside, either get Eddie open on the wing here.
15-14, McDonald with the lead. Throw into the backcourt. Cannon Huss will let Schwarzenberger pick it up and then try and crack him into a bad shot. Offensive rebound, though, put back by Jake Bliskacic. Bloomer with their first lead of the game. A couple uncharacteristic turnovers for McDonald. And 16-15, Bloomer, and an offensive foul on McDonald.
Yep, Eddie's got a little frustrated there. They're playing that box and one. He's just getting a little frustrated.
Hartman spills to the floor and is able to victimize Eddie Mittermeier with that foul. So that's McDonald's seventh offensive foul. So no shooting here as Hartman walks it over to Bliskacic. 16-15, Bloomer. Hartman in the left corner. Bliskacic swings to Baugh, right corner, cross-court skip. Jonah Bliskacic there. Slides down to Hartman. Long cross-court skip, Jake Bliskacic. Back to Hartman, left wing. Quick trigger on a three from there. Rims in and out. Keegan Galvez pulls down the rebound, and Baugh's going to be called with a foul. That is the sixth on Bloomer. So now McDonald will be shooting the one and one. The next foul with 4:58 remaining. That's a good defensive possession by McDonald as well, too, because after kind of the frustration offensive foul, Bloomer just took the lead. The last thing you want is to give up anything, but especially a three, and it seemed like that was what Bloomer was looking for.
Yep.
Cooper Mittermeier, right wing, picks up his dribble, slides it down to Keegan Galvez. Jordan Sikora calling for it, opposite side. He'll go up top to get it. 4:40 to go, first half, 16-15. Bloomer leads McDonald. Long pass stolen by Schwarzenberger. Turnover on the Max. Cannon Haas was trying to find Cooper Mittermeier in the right corner. Under 4.5 left in the first half. Low scoring game as expected. Jake Blaskocic and Jonah Blaskocic up top for Bloomer. Hartman in the left corner against Eddie Mittermeier. Slides it down to Baugh in the corner. Goes high over the top of Cannon Haas from 8 feet. Kareem Baugh. He's a load, 6'2", and a senior. A lot of muscle, and it's 18-15 Bloomer with their largest lead. Keegan Galvez back up top, Jordan Sikora. Sikora takes his time, finds Eddie Mittermeier. Quick trigger on a three. He's hit! Oh, it won't go down, but Eddie going to the line for three. That one spun out. Otherwise, a chance at a four-point play for Eddie Mittermeier.
Yep, coming off the double screen on the baseline. Turned his body quick, got in the right position, made a good shot.
Mittermeier will shoot three with 3:48 left. Team foul is now even at 7. His free throw for Eddie is good. It's been a little bit since Mittermeier's score. That's his 4th point. And not a lot of scoring for either team. 18-16 Bloomer. Second attempt for Mittermeier. Great rotation. Ripples the net. 2 for 2, looking for one more. McDonald trails by a point, 18-17. Here we have the senior back to the line. A free throw to tie. Good again. An 88% foul shooter. Eddie Mittermeier calmly knocks down 3 in a row, and we're knotted at 18. McDonald coming out with some full court pressure. Hartman against Cannon Haas, 70 feet from the bucket. Hartman across the timeline. Taps the brakes, goes up top to Rogie. Blaskocic looking for it. They'll give it to him high on the left. Hartman in the left corner. Looks to the post. Nothing there. Long cross-court skip. Rogie quickly back to Blaskocic. To Hartman. Launches a three. That one long. Jordan Sikora goes high for the rebound. Quick outlet to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier wants to run. Eddie down the lane. A lot of contact. Blocking foul called. Actually, they may just say he got him on the arm. Either way, two shots coming up for Eddie Mittermeier.
Yep, McDonald coming out, trying here to push the pace a little bit with their full court man-to-man pressure and trying to push the ball on the off the rebound.
3:21 left. That foul on Rogie. That's his first, the team's 8th. And Mittermeier will go to the line, shooting a pair, trying to break this tie. His free throw is good. 19-18 as McDonald regains a one-point advantage. And if you're just joining us, the Max scored the first 8 points of this game. Bloomer has used 3 timeouts, slowed down the pace of this game, battled back to a 3-point advantage. Now McDonald up 1 as Eddie Mittermeier's second free throw, a rare miss, goes halfway down and then rattles back out. 19-18 the Max. 3:13 left in the first half here from Bloomer. Caleb Swenson, Ryan Stelter with you. Schwarzenberger just inside the foul line, cuts the hoop. Wild shot with the left hand. Baugh offensive rebound and a push down low. And that should send Kareem Baugh to the line, shooting a 1-1. I think they got Keegan Galvez with that.
Maybe. Yep, going to be number 2 on Keegan. You got Keegan with 2 and Miles and Aiden also. So just got to be kind of careful here and not to get 3 here by the end of the first half.
Get real Wisconsin cheese curds made with only the freshest Wisconsin cheddar, then deep fried golden brown and served hot. Where else but Culver's of Lake Halley. Galvez out, Miles Flanagan in. Grant Smiski also back out there. Aiden Misfelt coming in for Cooper Mittermeier. And they join Cannon Haas and Eddie Mittermeier on the floor for McDonald. Kareem Baugh shooting a 1-1. The senior trying to tie this game. First free throw is good. Baugh now with 3 points, tied at 19 with 3:05 remaining. Bloomer as a team shoots 68% from the foul line. Second free throw rattles in and out. Ball to Schwarzenberger after going through a couple McDonald hands. Rogie left wing. Jab step there. Picks up the dribble. Finds Schwarzenberger just inside the left elbow. Schwarzenberger kick out. Blaskocic open. Look at a three. Nailed it from the left corner. Jake Blaskocik, his second three, and it's 22-19 Bloomer, again tying their largest advantage. They don't hit a lot of threes, but they hit them in big moments. Aiden Misfeld up top. He had five early points for McDonald. Eddie Mittermeier, left wing, floats it into Cannon Huss. Huss backing his man down, tried to go up, held ball, possession Bloomer. Tied up in the paint, Cannon Huss.
Bloomer's still in that box and one defense against Eddie.
McDonald will employ some mostly full court pressure. They'll back off a bit. Jonah Blaskocik, right wing. Finds Baugh, right corner. Tipped pass, Miles Flanagan gobbles it up, and Flanagan is fouled by Jonah Blaskocik. Eighth team foul, and Miles will shoot a 1-1 with 2:13 left. His team down three. That's two on Jonah Blaskocik. So again, the team fouls, nine for Bloomer, eight for McDonald. Several players in this game with two whistles. Flanagan, first free throw long, and Baugh tracks down the rebound. Cannon Huss trying to fight him for it. 22-19, it remains a three-point advantage for the Blackhawks. Rogi left wing against Eddie Mittermeier. And he almost knocked the pass away from Blaskocik up top. Back to Rogi in the left. Rogi throws a wild pass in the corner. Jake Blaskocik could not handle it. Into the McDonald student section. Turnover to the Max with a minute 52 left.
Grant doing a great job on Schwarzenberger.
Eddie Mittermeier will walk it slowly into the forecourt. Past Aiden Misfeld. Up top, Grant Smiski. Grant surveying, goes to Eddie Mittermeier, tipped pass, Eddie gets it back. Bounce pass to Aiden Misfeld. Deep three, right side for Aiden, off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier goes hard to the ground, no whistle. Taken away by Ball, long pass ahead. Connor Crane for two, Colin Crane. 5-point lead for Bloomer, 24-19. Everybody, at least on this side of the building, wanted that call for McDonald. We're going to get it. Runner in the lane, no. And rebound, pulled down Cannon Huss. And take it away from Blaskocik. Huss comes up a little bit short from 10 feet there. Just over a minute to go, McDonald down five. Largest deficit of the afternoon for the Max. Another whistle. Foul against McDonald, against Grant Smiski. Grant trying to figure out what in the world he did. Bruce Schilling wanting an explanation as well, and that's going to send a very strong foul shooter to the line, and Dominic Schwarzenberger at 78%.
Grant just being a little over aggressive, got his arm tangled up.
Hartman comes in for Crane. Exactly 60 seconds remaining in the half in a 24-19 game. Highlights, stats, analysis, and more coming up in the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee. Schwarzenberger, a 1-1, hits the first free throw. 6-point advantage for Bloomer. And with the way this Bloomer team plays defense, you want to keep yourself within arm's length, especially here in their home floor. Schwarzenberger's second free throw is good as well. He's as advertised. 26-19, McDonald down 7. Looking for a little bit of a spark here offensively. He's felt to Smiski. 30 feet from basket, finds Eddie Mittermeier against Hartman. Smiski back up top. Aiden Misfeld holding against Schwarzenberger. Back to Grant Smiski with 42 seconds to play. Finds Eddie Mittermeier, Hartman right in his face. Eddie Mittermeier slides up to Smiski. Smiski attacks, kick out, Cannon Huss. Open look at a three, right corner. No high rebound. Smiski couldn't quite take it away from Rogi.
Good shot.
Bloomer team prides itself on defense. Now they may hold for a final shot here, up 26-19. McDonald trying to avoid that same fate they had at Fall Creek, where the Crickets had a late surge in the first half. Blaskocik to Baugh. Back out to Blaskocik with 5 seconds to play. Blaskocik holding with three. Takes a long three. Bricks it off the back rim. Cannon Huss with the rebound. He'll throw it up from 70 feet. Came up just a whisker short. At the break, McDonald trails by 7 in a tightly contested first half, 26-19. Coming up, the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, Brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. McDonald trails by 7. We're back in 3.5 here on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Halftime here in Bloomer, and this is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store, Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Well, McDonald scores the first 8 points of the game. Bloomer scores 16 of the last 20, and it's 26-19. The Blackhawks here on their home floor in a critical game in the early standings of the Western Clover Belt as everyone getting their first trip through the gauntlet that is this conference. Ryan Stelter, and your thoughts on the first half. Again, it's a game where McDonald came out of the gate well, but Bloomer, as you mentioned, Coach Van Grensven, he wants to dictate the pace, and he did that both with his players on the floor, but also using three of his timeouts already.
Yes, he did. He used them very wisely there that first half to kind of slow us down, and ever since that point, we've kind of been settling on offense, I would say, trying to get the ball to Eddie or Cannon. We're really going to need the second half to find some more scoring and eliminate that box and one that's been giving us fits here.
And I think we saw that early on where Aiden Misfelt scored five quick points. It would seem like you're going to need some scoring, as you mentioned, from some other areas, too, to force Bloomer to play the way you want them to play instead of the other way around.
Yeah, absolutely. Aiden came out of the gate. I think he had five of the first 8 points. Got a quick two fouls, and that kind of hurt us a little bit there in the first half. But we got to find ways to get other people involved in the scoring here the second half if we're going to get back into this thing.
McDonald's had only 3 players crack the scoring column, 5 so far for Bloomer, led by Dominic Schwarzenberger, as per usual, with 8 points. But Jake Blaskocic, the 6'3" junior, also with 8 points, including 2 made threes. Bloomer's hit 3 from downtown in the first half. 5 points for Evan Rogge, 3 for Kareem Ba, and 2 for Colin Crane. On the other side for McDonald, the usual suspects in Cannon Huss and Eddie Mittermeier lead the way 7 points apiece, but they've been tough to come by. Aiden Misfelt with 5 points. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Lost it for a moment. Cannon Huss retrieves. Quick outlet, pushes across midcourt by Eddie Mittermeier. Cannon calling for the ball on the left wing. Couldn't get it to him. Jordan Secor up top. Swings to Galvez, straddling the arc left wing out to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt puts on the floor with the right hand, attacks the hoop, up and in.
Great
for
shot.
Two. Aiden Misfelt, an aggressive move, and it just seems like team to play first half. Secor up top, he's double. Throws one in the corner, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt, long cross-court skip, Eddie Mittermeier. Deep three, right wing, count it. Eddie eyes the hoop, reins it through, 5-0 McDonald. And that's first points 2.5 minutes in. 5-0 McDonald. Nice bounce pass inside. Beautiful move, but a nice swat by Cannon Huss. Knocked it away from Jonah Blaskocic. Now McDonald on the move. Aiden Misfelt straight on. Steps into a three. Switch.
Ready to share the basketball.
Another timeout taken. Bloomer wants a break. Jonah Blaskocic, left wing. Out to Jake Blaskocic. Finds Crane in the left corner. Schwarzenberger up top, chest to chest with him, and Grant Smitsky takes it away. Smitsky to Cannon Huss. Huss crossing over down the lane. Eurostep, left-handed layup, good. Beautiful work in transition. That's the first bucket for Cannon Huss.
Or since that second time out.
Wazowski up top, right elbow. Cannon Huss drives in hard, can't get the shot to fall, gets his own rebound,
good
goes
rebound.
One side of the hoop to the other. Hoop in harm for Huss. An end-one opportunity for the McDonald seniors. It's a 26-19 deficit for McDonald at the break. Final thoughts coming up in 60 seconds as the Hy-Vee Halftime Show finishes up. You're on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Finishing up the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue. Eau Claire, Caleb Swenson, Ryan Stelcher with you on the road at Bloomer for Max Basketball here this afternoon, a makeup game from December 22nd. Bloomer with a late surge in the first half, leads by 7, 26-19 after McDonald had scored the first 8 of the game. And Ryan Stelcher, what do you think for McDonald here in the second half? I mean, maintaining composure, of course, is something that Bloomer's going to try and get under your skin a little bit, but we know this team's capable of hitting shots.
Yep, absolutely. I think McDonald just keeps need to be a little bit more aggressive on the offensive end. I think they're going to try and push the pace of play here a little bit, probably come out with a little full court man-to-man and change it up a little bit. And I wouldn't be surprised if they try and go a little man-to-man defense here just to try and speed things up.
I know Coach Schilling said before the game off the year that man-to-man was kind of the backup option. They were going to see how things work. And again, a lot of attention needs to be paid to Dominic Schwarzenberger, but they might back out into a man-to-man if needed. So we'll see That prognostication comes true as the Max will start with the basketball, down seven. This Bloomer team, Cannon Huss, inbounds it and then calls for it again. He'll traverse to the right side of the floor, goes to Jordan Sikora. So Eddie Mittermeier, Cannon Huss, Aiden Misfelt, Jordan Sikora, Keegan Galvez, original starting five for the McDonald Max. Kick out, Aiden Misfelt, head fake. Kick out to Jordan Sikora on the left wing. Jordan back to Cannon Huss. 20 seconds gone by in the second half here at Bloomer. Big game in the conference standings. Both teams just behind Fall Creek. Runner in the lane, comes up short for Huss, gets his own rebound. Fights up hard, has his shot blocked, but a foul. And that one going against Dominic Schwarzenberger. I think that's just his first. And Cannon Huss will go to the line, shooting two.
Great rebound, follow-up shot. Exactly what we're going to have to do to get back into this.
Bloomer had nine fouls in the first half, McDonald eight. Free throw for Huss, rims out. And last time they played on this floor, McDonald left 10 points at the free throw line. Looking for a better result here. Huss, the senior, his second attempt. That one good. Huss with eight to lead the way for McDonald. Second made free throw, 26-20, full two-possession lead for Bloomer. They have Rogie, both Blaskocics, Dominic Schwarzenberger, as well as Zeke Strand. Their original starting five back out there. Schwarzenberger, beautiful dump off pass in the lane and an easy two for Zeke Strand. That's the sophomore's first basket. What a nice pass by Schwarzenberger.
Yep, McDonald did come out in that full court man-to-man and stayed in the man-to-man on the half court just to get back in time.
Largest lead now for Bloomer at 8 points, 28-20. Stepping into three, Cannon Huss, he knew it. Read it in, Cannon Huss with 11. 28-23, McDonald within five. Rogie across the timeline, trying to go coast-to-coast over Keegan Galvez. Count the basket and the foul. No one stopped the ball there, and Evan Rogie got some nice English to finish the shot and the foul.
It's going to be three on Keegan.
So Evan Rogie, one of the seniors in this starting lineup. Free throw is perfect. Rogie now with eight. 31-23, an eight-point lead for Bloomer. Aiden Misfelt left alone for a moment in the corner. He'll give it back to Blaskocic up top. Sikora up top again. Leaves it on the left wing. They'll find Cannon Huss left corner. Huss up top, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt attacks into the paint. Runner. Count it. Yes, and a foul. It bounced all around the iron. Went down and a chance for three the old-fashioned way for Aiden Misfelt, starting out aggressive here in the second half.
So coming out of the box, what they did was they took Eddie. They took the box and one out. They put Eddie down on the block, and they're running other guys to try and get open, and that's exactly what he did. He did a great drive and hoop and harm.
So Keegan Galvez will have to sit for a moment with three fouls, and Miles Flanagan will come in. Free throw is perfect for Aiden Misfelt. 68% foul shooter. That was his first attempt. 31-26. Schwarzenberger leaked out on the inbounds. He'll go over the top of Flanagan, and Flanagan just walls up the shot well off the mark. Now Eddie Mittermeier transition up top, threw it away. Schwarzenberger with the steal. Schwarzenberger down the lane. Euro step, tough shot, count it. Slices between two McDonald defenders. 33-26, back to a seven-point lead for Bloomer. Aiden Misfelt, left wing, thought about the three, doesn't pull the trigger against Blaskocic. Gets it back on the left side. Jake Blaskocic on Aiden Misfelt. Jordan Sikora up top. Jordan attacks to the hoop, finishes with the right hand.
Exactly what we need to do. We just got to get a stop here on the defensive end.
Rogie, pressure in the backcourt, hands off to Jonah Blaskocic. Five-point game, McDonald trails 33-28, 15.5 to go in the second half. Jonah Blaskocic left side to Strand against Flanagan. Out to Blaskocic, looks for Rogie instead and leaves it for Strand. Jake Blaskocic left side in the corner. Looking at the post to Rogie, can't get it to him. Goes up top, Jonah Blaskocic. Junior hands off to Evan Rogie. Rogie steps into a deep three, bricked it off the back iron. Jordan Sikora with the rebound, quick outlet. Aiden Misfelt. Aiden's going to push the pace. Right side, taps the brakes. Up top to Sikora. 3 minutes gone by, second half. Five-point deficit for McDonald. Cannon Huss calling for the basketball. Left side, finds Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt, big head fake. Now to Cannon Huss. Huss rains in a three left of the circle.
Big shot, big shot.
Shannon Huss finding his way here in the second half. Two-point deficit for McDonald. Schwarzenberger attacks over the top of Sakura. Will draw the foul. Schwarzenberger mad that he didn't get the shot to fall. And he'll shoot a pair.
Just a little too easy. Bloomer getting the break out of our press. We've got to start getting back on defense.
At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. And Schwarzenberger hits the first free throw. Crane in for Jonah Bliskocic. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Find them in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Outreach clinics throughout Western Wisconsin. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. CVOSM.com/WOGO. 4-point advantage as Schwarzenberger hits the second. And almost an 80% foul shooter. 35-31 Bloomer. Under 14 and a half to go. Aiden Misfeld up top. Cannon Haas has had a strong second half so far. Huss crosses over on Strand at the right block, backing him down. Huss goes up hard and finishes with the right hand. That's a big man move for Cannon Huss.
Great finish. Took advantage of that 2-2 zone. And
come on, defense. Two-point game again, 35-33 Bloomer. See if McDonald can get a stop. Up top, Rogie against Huss. Leaves it. Right side, Bliskocic. Jake Bliskocic back to Dominic Schwarzenberger. Jordan Sakura right on him. Aaron Pass goes right back. Greg Van Grunsven and into the Bloomer bench.
It's a big turnover.
McDonald was looking for that one. A chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. Cannon Huss will inbound right in front of that aforementioned Bloomer bench.
McDonald pushing the pace. Exactly what they needed to do right out of the gate here.
Jordan Sakura left side. And the chess match between these coaches is fun to watch as the game action.
Yep.
Cannon Huss just outside the paint. Kicks Eddie Minnemeyer. Quick trigger on a three for the lead. No. Huss battling Rogie for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Staying with McDonald.
Good battle on the boards there. We got to go after everyone. Every second chance point we can get is a bonus.
Green Baugh will bring in some heft to the Bloomer lineup as Strand will exit. Senior for sophomore. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows for McDonald. Cannon Huss will trigger the inbound. Goes into Miles Flanagan. Finds Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier wanted a three. Good close-up by Rogie. Aiden Misfeld between the wheels. Floats it left side. Finds Mittermeier all alone in the corner for the lead, and it just wouldn't go down.
Bloomer came out of the box and won on that out-of-bounds play. Stayed in their 2-3 zone, and Eddie got loose in the corner.
Did not ask for a better look than that. 35-33 Bloomer, up by two. Jake Bliskocic up top, flips for Crane. Rogie swings left side, Schwarzenberger. Sakura pokes it away for a moment. Schwarzenberger retrieves the dribble. Up top, that's Bach. Couple dribbles, hands off to Rogie. Not about a step back three, leaves for Crane. Sakura now up on Schwarzenberger on the left wing outside the arc. For Crane up top, puts it on the floor with the right hand at the right elbow. Back out to Evan Rogie. Deep three, right side. Badly missed. Rebound pulled down. Schwarzenberger tied up with Aiden Misfeld. Aiden took it away, but possession going to stay here with Bloomer.
Good job by Aiden. Skying to get that rebound.
Sakura is going to get a well-deserved rest here as Smisky will come in. Jordan's been playing some lockdown defense. Crane will inbound. He'll stand a couple feet behind the baseline. They'll work it up top. Schwarzenberger. Against Grant Smisky now. Schwarzenberger, little hop step high off the glass. What a nice touch. Falling away from about 10 feet out. 37-33 Bloomer. And Bloomer doesn't score a lot. Schwarzenberger handles most of that load for them. Misfeld right side. Cannon Huss. Long cross-court skip. High pass. Nice over-the-shoulder catch by Grant Smisky to retrieve it. Smisky gets it back from Misfeld. Eddie Mittermeier left corner. Drop in for Flanagan. Flanagan going in hard against Baugh. Had his shot blocked from behind. Crane with a good defense. 4-point lead for Bloomer and the Blackhawks with the basketball. Over one-third of the way through the second half. Donald's had a little surge here in the second half. Can they keep it up? Schwarzenberger up top. Going in hard. Lowers the shoulder into Grant Smisky. And Grant will pick up the foul.
That's an offensive.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls. A stack along the left side of the lane for Bloomer. That whistle, the third on McDonald, the second on Grant Smiski. Crane, right corner against Eddie Mittermeier. Calling Crane to Rogie. Not been afraid to launch it from beyond the arc. Crane rotates left side. That's Strand against Misfelt. Nose to nose on the left arc. Boss straight on. Not going to take the three. Leaves for Rogie. Rogie slides a bounce pass right to Aiden Misfelt, who took it away at the left block.
Great play by Aiden. Great defense. Good drive here.
Cannon Huss lost it on the floor. Diving for it. Flanagan. Possession should stay with McDonald. I think Cannon's eyes got big there because it looked like he had a wide open pass to the basket. Flanagan. Going to take a break. He's been playing well. Rozowski comes in. Rogie exits. And Blaskocic back in for Bloomer. 37-33 the max. Trail by four with possession underneath the basket. 11-13 to go. And oh, Cannon Huss threw off the back of Bob, but had his shot blocked to the rim and a foul up top. Offensive rebound by Grant Smiski. That was a heady play by
very
Cannon
smart.
Huss.
Very smart play by Cannon. Notice the defender had his back to him, threw it off, and tried to get a quick bucket.
Good defensive recovery by the Blackhawks. Cannon Huss now will inbound. Throws up top Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier back to Cannon Huss. Huss jab step, and Baugh took it away from him and knocked it to Blaskocic. So Baugh getting one back. 7 minutes gone by here, second half, 37-33. McDonald with a four-point advantage. Jake Blaskocic up top. Leaves for Strand against Eddie Mittermeier outside the arc left wing. Blaskocic matched up against Misfeld. Couple bounces with the right hand, goes between his legs, leaves it for Schwarzenberger right in front of that Bloomer student section. Schwarzenberger fending off Smiski. Baugh against Cannon Huss. Couple bounces. Leaves it for Blaskocic. Blaskocic tried to shoot a bounce pass down low. Cannon Huss diving for it. Should have another held ball here. And on the tie-up, possession will stay with Bloomer. Both teams not afraid to hit the deck.
Nope, good defensive stretch there by McDonald. Just couldn't come up with that loose ball.
Four-point game. It remains 37-33. Bloomer. Officials calling for a towel here just to some of the perspiration off the floor. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. The floor dry again, and we will begin as Crane will inbound underneath the hoop. 2 men of the blocks, two at the elbows for Bloomer. McDonald matched up man-to-man here. Inbounds to Schwarzenberger and thrown away from him into the Bloomer student section.
See if McDonald can take advantage of this. But we got to get it tightened back up here and try and get it tied up.
Inbounds to Eddie Mittermeier. And it seems like the goal has been to lock up Eddie Mittermeier. With 7 points in the first half. Not scored yet here in the second. Who else will step up for McDonald? Long cross-court skip, Grant Smiski in the left corner. And back to Mittermeier. Blaskocic comes out on him. Bounce pass into the paint, knocked away. Smiski was trying to find Cannon Huss. Schwarzenberger driving along the baseline. Reverse layup, no. Batted around. Bloomer had it for a moment. Now McDonald tying them up. Good. Digs it out without the help ball. Good work there by Aiden Misfeld. Cannon Huss and Asher Rozowski. Cannon Huss up top. Big jab step. Steps back for three. Just off the front of the rim. And up short, Schwarzenberger on the left wing. Schwarzenberger attacking along the paint, swatted out of bounds. Greg Van Grunsven wants a foul, not going to get it. Cannon Huss and Grant Smiski collaborating on that defensive stop. 9:35 left. Crane to inbound, finds Schwarzenberger, steps to the left corner. Smiski up on him. Crane at the left block, driving baseline, and he'll draw a foul. Just a shifty move along the baseline. I think Cannon Huss may be picking up that one.
Yep, just a great move. Good, nice little head fake. Cannon went for the head fake and got caught in the air.
Schwarzenberger has already hit 6 free throws here tonight. He's sitting on 14 points. That's a game high. Or excuse me, he's just behind Cannon Huss. First free throw is good for Schwarzenberger. Cooper Mittermeier comes in for Grant Smiski with 9:28 left. McDonald trailing 38-33. Another free throw pending here for Dominic Schwarzenberger. Schwarzenberger's second free throw rattles home. Stretching back out to a full two-possession advantage, 39-33. Aiden Misfelt right side to Eddie Mittermeier. Finds Cooper Mittermeier in the left corner, back out to Eddie. They'll swing around right side. Aiden Misfelt, long cross-court skip. Cooper Mittermeier in the corner, drops it down. Cannon Huss. They'll double Huss. He goes in hard. Shot comes up short with the right hand. Follow won't go either.
Tough shot, good defense, but that's what we got to do. We got to try and get it into the inside there. So
we are to the halfway point here, the second half. Points at a premium, as you would expect against Bloomer. Bob top, trying to hand it off to Schwarzenberger. Arm got in the way of that one, but Dominic Schwarzenberger, the talented junior, still retrieves. And now an offensive foul and moving the screen on Ba up top. That's the fourth whistle against Bloomer, so team fouls now even. Krasowski will inbound just to the left of the scorer's table.
Got to get into a little bit of flow here on offense. We need to take advantage of these turnovers and cut the deficit. You know, we're getting the turnovers, but we're not cutting that lead down.
That's the third foul on Kareem Ba. Cooper Mittermeier, Aiden Misfelt left corner. Aiden up top to Cooper Mittermeier between the wheels. Back to Aiden left side, outside the arc. Drops down to Eddie, and Eddie will bounce it. Asher Brzezowski trying to fight one into Cannon Huss. Ball's loose on the floor. Huss able to squirt it out of there, but Adam Schilling calls a timeout, and we will step out as well. Back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports, this is Max Basketball on a tight one in Bloomer.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The Food Court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
Welcome back to Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. They trail by two possessions, 39-33 here on the road at Bloomer. Our congratulations to standout McDonald wide receiver Dale Tetrault, who announced his commitment today to the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, staying home for 4 years. And Ryan, UW-Eau Claire is getting a good one.
Yes, he is. They're getting a good hard worker that's going to be there for 4 years, and I can't wait to watch him.
Eddie Mittermeier will watch him shoot three from the free throw line as he gets fouled off the inbounds play in the left corner. So Eddie will walk a little slowly to the free throw line as he took a hard foul there. Also, Malachi Zuckerman announced his commitment, I believe, within the last couple days, going to Platteville. So another strong McDonald player. First free throw off the mark for Eddie Mittermeier. Still looking for his first points the second half. And it's,
you know, offensively, we got Bloomer out of their box in one defense. They're just going like a 1-2-2 zone, but we just can't find the open areas at the right time.
Eddie Mittermeier, 4 of 5 from the free throw line in the first half. Now 1 of 2 in the second half. Can pull McDonald within 4 with a make here. And rims out, another free throw. Offensive rebound, Cannon Huss goes up hard. Oh, they're calling a held ball. Possession will stay with McDonald. Good work by Cannon Huss.
Very good. Very, very hard work down there. Good job.
Cannon McDonald's leading rebounder. So 39-34, but the Max a chance to make this a 3 or 4 point possession. Aiden Misfelt will inbound. Asher Rozowski wide open. Sent out to Eddie Mittermeier, who looked at a three from way, way downtown. Krzyzewski back out to Eddie. Schuster in the corner. Aiden Misfelt left corner. Pocket three. No. Offensive rebound attempt by Cannon Huss, but instead he went over the back. Or no?
Nope.
Another whistle on Bloomer.
They call it on Ba.
And Ba picked up his fourth, I believe. And now this is interesting as well, Ryan.
Rogie.
So Rogie picked up his second. Either way, though, it is the sixth team foul on Bloomer.
Yep.
With 8:03 remaining. None left to give. In a five-point game. McDonald with the basketball moving left to right here in the second half. Aiden Misfelt to Cooper Mittermeier. Shoots it to Eddie, left corner, back out to Cooper. Rotates, Aiden Misfelt right side. Asher Rozowski finds Cannon Huss, who had a wide open path to the basket, but is back to the basket. Out to Rozowski, pure from three! Right wing! Rippling the net, Asher Rozowski. That's his ninth of the season, and that is a big hit for McDonald. Two-point game, 39-37. Tip pass, Eddie Mittermeier knocks it off of Bloomer out of bounds. In the scramble, Cooper Mittermeier, Eddie Mittermeier doubling up, knocked the pass away, and Eddie's diving for it, maybe inadvertently, but it caroms off a Bloomer player as Eddie swatted at it.
Exactly what we needed. Now let's see if we can get another bucket here and change the momentum a little more.
39-37, Bloomer, a chance to tie or take the lead for McDonald with 7:30 left. Inbounds to Rozowski. Aiden Misfelt left wing. Misfelt up top against Bliskocic. Teddy Mittermeier, Rogie will guard him. Back to Aiden, high on the left, just inside that Blackhawks logo.
Bloomer back in their box and one against Eddie.
Rozowski back to Aiden Misfelt, steps into a three left side. Got it!
Big
shot. McDonald has retaken the lead, 40-39. A confident shot from the McDonald senior. Now Schwarzenberger being pursued by Misfelt. Will take his time and slow it down across the timeline. Under seven to play. McDonald has regained the lead after a seven-point halftime deficit. Stretched to eight in the second half, and a quick whistle up top. Fouls will even up a bit here.
Got the foul on Asher, but I can tell you from watching here, the defensive tenacity has picked up on the McDonald end, which is good to see.
That is the fifth whistle against the Max, so one foul left to give for McDonald before bonus free throws for Bloomer. Bliskocic, Jonah Bliskocic to inbound, finds Schwarzenberger. 6:45 to go, 40-39 McDonald. Bliskocic, Schwarzenberger wide open underneath the basket. Quick closeout, but not want to pick up the foul. Aiden Misfelt. Schwarzenberger goes over the top of him for two, and Bloomer takes the lead, 41-40. Schwarzenberger moves well with the basketball, but moves very well without it. Misfelt to Cooper Mittermeier left side. Finds Eddie. Eddie against Rogie. There are number threes on those jerseys. Cannon Huss inside the right block, doubled, kick out Cooper Mittermeier to Aiden Misfelt up top. Asher Rozowski looks at the post and said to Aiden, Misfelt straight on three, won't go down. Oh my goodness. To the back of the rim, the front of the rim, and then popped out.
Good shot. That was a good shot.
Two-thirds of the way through the second half. You're on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Ryan Stelcher with you on WOGO, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Keegan Galvez about to come back in, and a quick foul on Cannon Huss. Outside the arc right side. Wow. That was the sixth on McDonald. Probably not the one they wanted to give in that situation.
Oh, little knick-knack foul.
Keegan Galvez in. Asher Rozowski. Senior for senior. 41-40 Bloomer with the lead. 5:49 to play. Aiden Misfelt steps in front of a pass. He's shoved by Schwarzenberger. But no foul call. And Aiden Misfelt. It's McDonald, the pass. Eddie Mittermeier driving baseline. Skies for a beautiful reverse that won't go down. Offensive rebound. Cannon Huss puts it up and in, but we have a whistle first. And Coach Schilling upset, thinking the officials missed a call there. Did they really call a jump ball?
Yeah, it was definitely a quick jump ball. Cannon had a great offensive rebound there, but.
Wow. That was a tough call against McDonald. So possession back to Bloomer. Takes points off the board for the Max. Jonah Bliskocic up top. Neither team with a foul left to give. 41-40 Bloomer. Schwarzenberger against Aiden Misfelt to Jonah Bliskocic. To Strand. Strand attacking into the paint. Runner with a left hand rattles through. In and out. Zeke Strand with four. The sophomore. Three-point game. 43-40. Hard-nosed Bloomer team. McDonald need to match their intensity on the defensive end. Eddie Mittermeier falling away to tie the game. He does from the left.
Great shot.
Curling off the screen, Eddie Mittermeier's first field goal of the second half. Now a long lead feed ahead and backing up like a safety. Aiden Mittfeld intercepts the pass and is fouled by Schwarzenberger. Oh my goodness, Aiden tracking that one.
Yeah, Aiden saw him just at the right second to get back. He was kind of behind the defense. He did a great job. See if we can turn our free throw fortune around here at Bloomer and get a lead here.
You're tied at 43 with 4:52 left. Mittfeld, this is a 1-1. Goes through. Touched some iron but went down. Aiden Mittfeld continues his stellar play. 7 in the second half. He has 12. Give him 13. Aiden Mittfeld makes it a 45-43 game for McDonald with 4:52 left. Keegan Galvez back out there for the Max. Makes Rogie pick up his dribble. Throws one to Schwarzenberger. One bounce across the timeline. Doubled to Rogie. And Cannonhaus almost had a piece of it. Now Rogie bounce past to Strand. Swatted away out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. But Eddie Mittermeier saying no easy baskets.
Great hustle play by Eddie. Almost a wide open layup if he doesn't make that play.
And able to rip that one out cleanly. He'll stack four on the right side of the lane for Bloomer. Jonah Blaskoczyk will inbound. Blaskoczyk waiting and finds brother Jake Blaskoczyk, who ties the game from low on the left. Somehow Jake Blaskoczyk loose on the curl. 4.5 to go, 45-45. Cooper Mittermeier to older brother Eddie. Eddie finds Keegan Galvez wide open, had his shot blocked by Strand.
Gotta take it up strong.
Almost an over and back by Rogie. Rogie throws a pass to Blaskoczyk. Oh, it looked like he drug his pivot foot. Goodness. Two calls right on that side that you'd hope would be made. Now Schwarzenberger, easy position down low, gets inside Mittermeier for two.
Yeah, we're not seeing the ball on defense. We're playing too much straight up man-to-man. We're not seeing the ball and playing help here.
47-45. Bloomer takes the lead back. Under four to go. The home court of the Blackhawks. Aiden Mittfeld up top at the foul line. Kick out Cooper Mittermeier. Good ball fake. Cooper slides it back to Aiden. Aiden outside the arc. Cannonhaus, quick. No hesitation. Nice three in the right corner. And McDonald takes the lead back. Back and forth we go as Huss continues his hot shooting in the second half. 48-47. McDonald. Eddie Mittermeier comes from behind. And that's probably a good call as he knocks it away from Blaskoczyk. Got a little body, a little arm.
Yep. Good steal attempt. He had the opportunity there. Just bumped him with his body.
48-47 the Max. Hopefully just one free throw attempt here for Bloomer as Jake Blaskoczyk will go to the line shooting a 1-1. Team fouls even at 7 apiece. Blaskoczyk has 10 points on the afternoon. 3:29 on the clock. Blaskoczyk first free throw. Hit it. Now we're tied at 48 and a chance to break the tie. The lead changes in the last few minutes have been frequent. Second for Blaskoczyk. That one good as well. A good stroke from the free throw line for the junior. 49-48 Bloomer. Cooper Mittermeier across the timeline. 3:24 to play.
Hartman back in to guard Eddie.
They're just running him with Eddie all the way across the floor. Aiden Mittfeld to Cooper Mittermeier, back to Aiden on the right wing. Down to Cannonhaus. Haas immediately triple teamed. Shoots it out to Eddie Mittermeier in the left corner. Hartman right on him. Feed back into Haas. Haas bobbled it, got it back. They're raking across his arms. Aiden Mittfeld with under 3 minutes to play. McDonald looking for a quality shot here. They trail 49-48. Cannonhaus. Schwarzenberger coming into double. Haas kick out. Aiden Mittfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Mittfeld with a big hit from downtown. And McDonald leads 51-49.
Great job by Cannon noticing the double team kick out to the top of the key.
Greg Van Grunsven wants a timeout. How about the McDonald senior stepping out? We'll be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation.
Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Another game with Bloomer coming down to the wire. This is familiar territory for the Blackhawks. McDonald's been in some tight ones this season as well. With 2:35 remaining, they lead 51-49. They're on defense right now. 19 points for Cannon Huss, 17 for Aiden Misfeld, including a huge three moments ago.
Yep, game definitely going to come down to free throws and turnovers here the last 2.5 minutes.
Inbounds to Jake Bliskocic. Jonah Bliskocic left side. They'll fight it down to Schwarzenberger. Schwarzenberger double team, comes up short, gets his own rebound, comes up short again, but a foul underneath. I think they're saying Aiden Misfeld maybe undercut him a little bit. And Dominic Schwarzenberger, who has not missed, if my recollection is correct, from the free throw line, will be going there for more. He has 8 points from the foul line already. Chance to tie this game. First free throw rattles in.
Not much Aiden could do there. He was kind of in no man's land with the putback rebound.
Schwarzenberger, the 6'3" junior, brings Bloomer within one, 51-50. Second attempt. Looks long. It is long. Cannon Huss. You do your best to bring out the broadcaster jinx, and making Schwarzenberger split a pair is probably the best you can hope for.
Yep. Yep, 2 minutes. If Bloomer's going to stay in the zone, McDonald can stay out here and run the clock. You've got to make him come out and get us here. Just hold the ball.
51-50 McDonald. 2:05 to go here on the road at Bloomer. Cooper Mittermeier, Eddie Mittermeier, 4-3. That one hits the back rim from the left side. Pretty quick shot there by Eddie. Now Bliskocic will cross the timeline for the Blackhawks. Strand matched up against Huss. Up top, Jake Bliskocic. Goes to Rogie. It's Keegan Galvez. Neither team with any fouls left to give. They'll find Schwarzenberger at the left block. He pulls up from 6 feet. No rebound. Bat it down. Offensive rebound. Bloomer. Schwarzenberger gets it back. Goes up in a crowd for two. Two offensive rebounds given up by McDonald, and they trail 52-51. It's a critical board for Bloomer. Minute 20 left. Bloomer up by one. Neither team can foul here.
Yep, just stay patient, find the opening. There will be an opening. They're playing there. Now they're in a 3-2 zone. There will be an opening if we're patient with it.
And then Misfeld up top. Misfeld. Holding goes to Keegan Galvez, left wing. Right back to Aiden. 60 seconds to play. Cooper Mittermeier on the right side. Finds Keegan Galvez. Galvez, kick out. Eddie Mittermeier, open, look at a three. Left side. No. Mittermeier hits the floor. Cooper Mittermeier trying to save it. It's knocked out of bounds. We have a whistle. And one official calling for a foul, the other saying on a bounce to Bloomer, and he will overrule. And the Blackhawks with the basketball with 49.4 left. And the Macs are going to have to foul quickly here, it would seem, if they can't get a steal right away.
Good hustle by Cooper on that loose ball. Almost had it.
Inbounds to Schwarzenberger. You don't want to foul him. He's trapped, and he'll call for a timeout with 44.9 left.
Their last timeout.
Bloomer takes the timeout. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful. No look. Bounce pass. Wide open for two. The senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Ty High with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
We'll warm up with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's, regular and buffalo, served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Halley. A game that's been everything we could ask for. 44.9 left, Bloomer with a 1-point lead in inbounding. Jonah Blaskocic holding, finds Schwarzenberger, and Schwarzenberger is fouled by Eddie Mittermeier, Cannon Huss. It'll still be a 1-1. I'm not sure if McDonald wanted to foul Schwarzenberger as they were trying to trap him in the corner again.
No, I think the referee just thought we were going to come out and foul and call it right away, thinking that we were going to do that. But sooner or later, we were going to have to foul if we didn't get a turnover right away.
So 44 seconds left, 52-51 Bloomer. Schwarzenberger has only missed once from the line this afternoon. Junior, who averages 24.8 per game. Free throw, still a 1-1, and he'll hit the first. 53-51 Bloomer. Schwarzenberger takes a deep breath. Second free throw, that one's long, and rebound batted down to McDonald. Again, that length of Bloomer presenting some issues, but McDonald secures the rebound. They trail by two, 53-51. Cooper Mittermeier left side. Eddie Mittermeier in the left corner with 31 seconds to play. Aiden Misfeld up top. Back to Cooper Mittermeier. Up top, Aiden Misfeld. Slides a bounce to Cooper Mittermeier with 23 seconds to play outside the arc left wing. Finds Cannon Huss. Huss backs in. He's triple teamed. Goes up hard with the right hand and ties the game. A beautiful finger roll for Cannon Huss. We have a tie game and Huss has 21.
No
Schwarzenberger with 10 seconds. Loses the ball. Eddie Mittermeier with a steal. Mittermeier driving hard. Euro step. Can't get it to fall. 3 seconds left. Bloomer with the rebound. He'll throw to Strand. Right. And we are headed to bonus basketball here in Bloomer. 53 all. At the end of regulation. Goodness gracious. 5 minutes of overtime coming up.
Well, that was a lot of energy in that last minute here. See if we can recover here and get ready for overtime.
McDonald with a chance there at the end. The steal by Mittermeier, a race to the basket, and had a look that wouldn't quite go down. We'll take a quick 30-second break to catch our breath. We'll be back with overtime after this on WoGo Sports.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Caleb Swenson, Ryan Stelter with you on WOGO Sports. 4 minutes, excuse me, on the clock for overtime. Tied at 53.
Bloomer just had an overtime game here against Falkirk about a week and a half ago. Pulled it out in overtime, so...
Jump at midcourt. Cannon Huss against Evan Rogie. Rogie wins the tap, and Schwarzenberger will take it in the backcourt. Flurry there at the end. Coach Schilling still trying to get some words in the ear of the officials as we begin this extra frame. Be some tired legs out there right now for both of these teams.
McDonald back in there, man up on Schwarzenberger in the 1-3 zone. Now going back to man-to-man. Switch it midstream.
Schwarzenberger at the right block. He'll go up with the left hand, falling away, and it falls through for Dominic Schwarzenberger. Not much you can do for that, and Schwarzenberger took a hard seat on the ground that time. 55-53. McDonald trails by two. This felt to Cooper Mittermeier. Rogie chasing Eddie Mittermeier everywhere he goes right now. In and Haas just inside the foul line, attacks to the hoop. He's doubled, slides it out to Aiden Misfelt, Cooper Mittermeier. Keegan Galvez. Galvez pushes it across to Eddie. Touch pass to Aiden Misfelt up top. Back to Cooper Meyer and Mittermeier. Under three to go. Cannon Huss double in the paint. Going spins right to the rack and ties the game.
He doesn't hesitate when he gets the ball down on the block. He's got a wide open lane to work.
Huss with 23. We are knotted at 55. Can the Max get a stop? A lot of it starts with and ends with Dominic Schwarzenberger for this Bloomer offense.
Gonna have to give Aiden some help here and make sure we stop him this possession.
Jake Blaskocic has it swatted away, ripped away. Cannon Huss and McDonald a chance to take the lead. Huss ended up with that. May have been another pair of hands on the ball, but Max a golden opportunity now.
And good opportunity to run some clock. You know, they're still sitting in the zone. Just stay over there and play the zone game.
Aiden Misfelt left side outside the arc, testing the paint. Slides it. Cooper Mittermeier open for three. Right corner. No. Offensive rebound. Keegan Galvez. Goes on and scores. Keegan Galvez gives McDonald the lead, and that's a great time for his first basket. 57-55 the Max. Schwarzenberger in the backcourt. 1:50 to go in overtime. Long pass ahead to Strand. Strand attacking the hoop. Huss walls up. Strand goes over the top. Too strong. Blaskocic offensive rebound. Put back off the glass. The offensive rebounds for Bloomer. Again and again here tonight. Just over 90 seconds left. Eddie Mittermeier to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt over to Eddie. Left corner back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Back to Aiden Misfelt right of the circle. Eddie gets it back from Cooper. Looking to the post. Shoots it up top right of the circle.
Nice pass.
Fire a pass down low. Good position. Blocked by Bloomer. Cannon Huss had a good look. And someone came over the top to knock it away. A minute 10 left. Tied at 57. Momentum going back and forth in this contest between two of the best in the Western Clover Belt. Up top, Rogge, slides a pass down, intercepted by Aiden Misfelt. They were looking for Schwarzenberger, and Aiden once again playing safety, takes it away. McDonald wants a timeout. We'll step out. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
What a game we have here in Bloomer. Tied at 57, 49.4 seconds left. McDonald and the Blackhawks knotted up, and the Max with possession. He'll inbound just inside half court with Cannon Huss. Neither team can foul. Seven whistles on Bloomer. Next foul against the Max will send the Blackhawks into double bonus. Cooper Mittermeier to Eddie Mittermeier in the backcourt. Aiden Misfelt immediately doubled. Finds Keegan Galvez. Galvez right corner. Shoots a cannon. Huss. Huss goes in hard. Keeps his man up in the air and earns a trip to the line. Shooting two with 37.5 left. Crucial free throws for Cannon Huss.
Bloomer had to come out in a man-to-man defense to prevent us from running the clock down. So they took advantage of it. Found him going down the lane.
Grant Smiski will come in a moment. Cannon Huss. This is still a two-shot foul. And the first one is perfect for Cannon Huss. Give him 24 on the afternoon. Smiski comes in, Mittermeier out. And the sophomores have played a lot of minutes here for Coach Schilling. Second free throw for Cannon Huss. Perfect 3-point lead for the Max and a timeout taken by Coach Van Grunsven. We are back in 30 seconds this time on WOGO.
Northwestern Bank. delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
37.5 seconds remain in overtime. McDonnell on the road at Bloomer, leading 59-57. Any foul by McDonnell will send the Blackhawks to the line, shooting two. Max all clustered near midcourt. Schwarzenberger will take it with 35 seconds to play. He's going to take his time. Smiski waits for him right at the midstripe. Schwarzenberger up top, run and gun there by Misfelt. They'll kick it out to Blaskowski. Oh. Lost it out of bounds! Oh, it went right through his legs out of bounds. And McDonald will take over in front of the Bloomer bench. Crane will come in. Cooper Mittermeier also. Galvez exits. Looked like Bloomer is trying to set something up, knowing everyone would be paying attention to Schwarzenberger, and Wazowski comes out for McDonnell as well.
Aiden did a great job coming out to force Schwarzenberger to give up the ball, and the ball's mishandled out of bounds, and now we're going to play the free throw game.
Another timeout taken. We'll take just a 30-second break. It's a full timeout, but we'll be back in 30 seconds to prep you for the finish on WOGO.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete, three generations of service, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Speaking of Stelter, Ryan Stelter, what a game we've enjoyed here. Now for McDonald with 26 and a half left, 2-point lead, and the basketball. It's so much about taking care of that basketball.
Yep, that's what we're going to have to do coming in off the inbound here. Coach Schilling made a couple substitutions for free throw percentage with Cooper and Asher coming back in. The key is get the ball in, take care of it, and make your free throws.
And again, it's just a 1-1. 18 fouls against Bloomer. Cooper Mittermeier will inbounds against Kareem Baugh right in front of the Bloomer bench. Mittermeier holding and finds Aiden Misfell with 26 seconds. Bloomer will back off a bit now.
We'll settle for this. Runs the clock off.
22 seconds left. Misfell finds Cannon Huss. Huss, they'll double him. Shoots it over to Cooper Mittermeier in the left corner. Mittermeier fouled by Rogie with 14 seconds left. And the sophomore will have a big 1-1 opportunity here with 14 seconds remaining in a 2-point game. Evan Rogie, that is his third, team's ninth, so double bonus the rest of the way here in overtime. Keegan Galvez will come in for inbounding. Asher Rozowski out. Kareem Baugh out. And Blaskowczyk back in. Jonah Blaskowczyk. Cooper Mittermeier, free throw. Back rim, no. Knocked
off
out of bounds. Off of Bloomer.
Yep,
staying with McConnell. With 12.3 remaining. Cooper Mittermeier, I think, will exit here. He will. And Grant Smiski will come in. So Aiden Misfelt will inbound with 12.3 remaining. McDonald, first job, get it in safely. Misfelt holding, waiting, still waiting.
You got a
and
there you go.
Timeout taken by Coach Schilling with 12.3 left. This is another full timeout, or just a 30. We'll keep it here right now with 12.3 remaining. We're on WOGO Sports. Give us time to remind you that Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 59-57, McDonald. Just phenomenal efforts in a game where Eddie Mittermeier, they've been denying him even the ball for most of this game. Eddie has 11 points, but a phenomenal game from Cannon Huss with 25 and 15 for Aiden Misfelt. He averages about 9, scored 6 above that average, and they've needed every single one of them.
Absolutely. That senior stepped up. He did a great job tonight making scoring some baskets, and the key right now, get the ball in. and get back to the free throw line and make a couple here.
12.3 left. Two of the blocks, two at the elbows. They'll scatter in front of Eddie Mittermeier, who will inbound. Fights it into Cannon Huss. Huss immediately doubled. He'll dribble into the paint. Huss out to Aiden Misfelt with 7 seconds left. And Aiden will be fouled with 6 seconds remaining. And the senior going to the line. He'll shoot two this time, leading by 259-57. Cooper Mittermeier is probably saying, "Mike, couldn't I have been fouled with the double bonus?" It relaxes you a little bit
in
that situation. So all of McDonald will back up on the first one. Misfelt rattles in the first, makes it a three-point game. Aiden Misfelt with 16 points, and this is a huge free throw, of course. And Coach Van Grunsven will try to ice him. We'll see if there's ice in the senior's veins with 6 seconds remaining. McDonald, 60-57 for Bloomer. We are back in 30 seconds as they take a full timeout. Back in half a minute on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
A battle between two of the best in the Western Clover Belt Conference, and we are down to the final 6 seconds of overtime. McDonald with a 60-57 lead, and senior Aiden Misfelt at the line. He will be shooting the second on the double bonus.
Be a fitting end to put this one in for a great performance from a senior.
Aiden Misfelt, the free throw, perfect! A big make there for Aiden Misfelt. 6 seconds left. Inbounds to Blaskocic. McDonald just got to throw it away. And Bloomer with a wild shot off the backboard. Put back, no. And that will end the game. McDonald outlasts Bloomer in overtime. Your final score. 61-57, McDonald. The Max moved to 13-1 on the season. Now just behind Fall Creek at 5-1. In fact, they've moved back into a tie with Fall Creek at 5-1 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Bloomer falls to 7-3 on the year and 4-2 in the Western Clover Belt. We'll be back in 3.5 minutes. That probably won't give me enough time to put all the highlights together, but we'll get them to you. The Postclass Postgame Show coming up, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Post Class Post Game Show, live from Bloomer High School. Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Catching our collective breath after a thriller here in overtime. McDonald defeats Bloomer 61-57. And Ryan Stelter, a game living up to billing. But as we mentioned before the game, in games decided by 4 points or less, Bloomer 3-1 coming into this game. McDonald's had some close ones, but again, they had that 12-0 start to the season, and things were rolling. A tough one against Fall Creek that they lost by four just 2 nights ago. This one has to feel good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. To come out on top after having to battle back again, coming out on the short end on Thursday, they learned from that. You know, they kept playing in the second half, and came up with some timely shots. Looked for a while there. We weren't going to get that timely shot. We'd get back tied and, go down by a couple, but we kept battling and made some key shots from the scene, or from everyone. Aiden came out with a great game today.
It really was impressive, as Coach Schilling will join us here, and we'll talk with him on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Switch headsets with Ryan for a moment to Coach Schilling, and we'll see if he has any voice left. I don't know if I have much, but Coach, again, just so many talking points about this game, but this was a game. Coach Van Grunsven is incredibly schematic with his defense and what he does to, kind of like a Belichick, wants to take away what you do well. And so this was a game where you needed players beyond your usual scorers, in particular Eddie Mittermeier. You needed players beyond them to step up and help you offensively, and they did, especially Aiden Misfelt with so many clutch buckets here tonight.
Yeah, again, I think everybody that comes in the game does a really good job just being ready to play. And, a lot of guys came in and made some hustle plays that gave us energy in the first half when things were really looking not that great. So just our whole team really contributes all the time, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of this group.
Coach, something similar maybe to what we saw on Thursday night. You came out well out of the gate, scored the first 8 points, and again, just kind of some of those boxer body shots as Bloomer clawed their way back into this game. And then that 7-point lead at the half, 7 points against Bloomer feels like a lot. So what was the message to your team at the half to say, we're going to get back into this one, and we're going to take this game away from them on their home floor?
I think we figured we had to come out and play some man defense in the second half, so they couldn't be quite as patient and try to, I guess, force the issue a little bit and get out and hopefully get some turnovers. So we came out, we played a pretty solid man defense. We held them to one shot pretty consistently throughout the game. And that's always important, so we can get out and run a little bit. But we kind of just put the challenge on the kids to be able to come out, guard your guy, try to make things as hard as you can. And they responded really well.
Coach, turnovers is something that really jumps out in this game as well, because in a game that both teams really couldn't foul at the end without sending the other to the line, you were going back and forth, the number of lead changes and ties, just incredible. And so a couple critical turnovers, one when Bloomer had a chance to win at the end of regulation, turned into a chance for you guys to win it with a layup attempt. But then at the end, I believe a couple just critical steals in the paint to give yourselves a chance to keep them at arm's length at the end of the game.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you play a team like this, you know it's going to be a long, quite frankly, an exhausting game. And I think you kind of saw that on both ends at the end. But, you know, a kid like Aiden has felt to step up and make two free throws, and I'm sure he was, you know, pretty winded at the end. It was big. And, again, just being able to make plays when we had to come out with a win was a good thing.
Coach, we mentioned you mentioned the Fall Creek game and then this one as well. Two really tough games on the road. You split those and now five at home. A fun feeling going into the weekend, not only for your coaching staff, but also for the boys as well, too, to say we put ourselves back in the driver's seat with a chance to win the Western Clover Belt Conference, tied with Fall Creek now at 5-1. We took care of business here today, and now we're going to be able to get back to our home floor.
Yeah, I mean, the schedule's been up and down as far as home games go, but we do have a nice stretch at home. Every team in our conference right now is playing pretty tough, so all those games are going to be hard games, but to be able to play on our home court is nice. I was really happy with how we responded after the Fall Creek game. You know, obviously I think we finished that game well, but to carry that over into this game was something that we talked about and they were able to go out and do.
Coach, nothing if not entertaining basketball here this afternoon. Congratulations on the 13th win of the season. We'll see you next Friday night against Regis.
Thank you guys for coming out. Appreciate it.
Head coach Adam Schilling will take another 60-second break here on WOGO Sports as the post-class post-game show returns in 1 minute.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful. Nolan bounce pass. Wide open for two. The senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Ty High with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to need one more commercial break in order to get the rest of these highlights queued up, because there were a lot in an overtime game. But before we go through the leading scorers for both teams, Ryan Stelter, again, just talking with Coach Schilling, this is a game where you had to challenge your team, in particular challenge your senior group, and they really got some great production offensively but defensively as well too. He mentioned, yeah, Aiden probably winded at the end of this game, but they rose to the occasion.
Yeah, we had to. I mean, Bloomer coming out and taking away, you know, two of our weapons and Eddie and Cannon. I mean, we had to have somebody step up, and that person today was Aiden Misfelt. I mean, he came out, played great defense on Schwarzenberger, came out, you know, I think he ended up with 17 points, if my calculations are right. I mean, just timely shots, and we had to have that the way we struggled a little bit offensively in the first half. You know, next game, you know, you might not know who that's going to be, which is the great thing about this team.
We'll get you those leading scorers in just a moment here, but we talk about the seniors. But also there are a pair of sophomores in particular. Grant Smiski and Cooper Mittermeier were called on a lot in this game. And, yeah, you're not going to see them show up in the scoring column, but what they did defensively, what they did taking care of the basketball, really impressive from that sophomore group.
Absolutely. Grant came out. He was the second man on after Aiden in the first half on Schwarzenberger. Came out, did a great job even in the second half. Came in a little bit in overtime there. Cooper just coming in, playing his role, knowing what he needs to do and what he needs to do well, makes a difference in these games, especially with trying to get into the flow of things. But if guys do their jobs, that's the biggest thing.
Well, our unofficial scoring stats here from the afternoon. Dominic Schwarzenberger, leading scorer in the conference, and he looked like it. Got a lot of points from the line, 8 in the first half. He finished with 26, a game high. Just beyond Cannon Huss, 14 for Jake Blaskocik, including two made threes, 8 for Evan Rogie for Bloomer, then 4 for Zeke Strand, 3 for Kareem Ba, and 2 for Colin Crane. On the other side, How about 18 second-half points for Cannon Huss? He had 25 on the afternoon. Just a brilliant performance that they sorely needed. 17 for Aiden Misfelt. 12 of those coming in the second half, including critical, critical free throws at the end. What a game for Aiden. Probably his game of the year, I would say. And he's played well this year, but this was incredible performance for the senior. Eddie Mittermeier in a game where he was face-guarded all afternoon long, still scored in double digits with 11. 3 for Asher Rozowski, 2 for Keegan Galvez, and 2 for Jim Sikora. So 3 players in double figures against this Bloomer defense is impressive.
Yes, it was, and they had to earn every single point today. Eddie probably ran 14 miles today going back and forth trying to get open on that baseline and with that guy in his face, and Bloomer did a great job on him. Cannon had to work on the inside, looking at double teams all day, and, you know, Aiden with his timely shots. I mean, when we needed the offense, we got it.
Well, we will take one final one-minute break. We'll see if we can get those final highlights for you. It's going to be a lot of fun going through those. McDonald wins 61-57 in overtime on the road here, and Bloomer moves to 13-1 on the season. Back in 60 seconds as we finish up the Post-Glass postgame show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Concluding the Post-Glass postgame show here on WOGO, McDonald, a big win at Bloomer, 61-57, moves to 5-1 and tied with Fall Creek atop the Western Clover Belt standings as Bloomer falls to 4-2 in conference, 7-3 overall, 61-57 overtime, 4-point victory for your McDonald Max. Here's how the second half sounded, your WOGO highlights.
Yep, McDonald did come out in that full court man-to-man and stayed in the man-to-man on the half court just to get back in time.
Largest lead now for Bloomer at 8 points, 28-20. Stepping into three, Cannon Huss, he knew it, reined it in. Cannon Huss with 11. Huss up top, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt attacks into the paint, runner, count it, yes, and a foul. It bounced all around the iron, went down, and a chance for three the old-fashioned way for Aiden Misfelt, starting out aggressive here in the second half. Aiden Misfelt, left wing, thought about the three, doesn't pull the trigger against Bliskocic, gets it back on the left side. Jake Bliskocic on Aiden Misfelt, Jordan Sikora up top, Jordan attacks to the hoop, finishes with the right hand.
Exactly what we need to do. We just got to get a stop here on the defensive end.
Breaks up top to Sikora. 3 minutes gone by, second half. 5-point deficit for McDonald. Cannon Huss calling for the basketball. Left side finds Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt, big head fake. Now to Cannon Huss. Huss rains in a three left of the circle.
Big shot. Big shot.
And almost an 80% foul shooter. 35-31 Bloomer. Under 14 and a half to go. Aiden Misfelt up top, Cannon Huss. He's had a strong second half so far. Huss crosses over on Strand at the right block, backing him down. Huss goes up hard and finishes with the right hand. That's a big man move for Cannon Huss.
Great finish, took advantage of the 2-2 zone. And
come on, defense!
Meyer shoots it to Eddie, left corner, back out to Cooper. Rotates, Aiden Misfelt right side. Asher Rozowski finds Cannon Huss, who had a wide open path to the basket, but is back to the basket. Out to Rozowski, pure from three. Right wing, rippling the net, Asher Rozowski. That's his ninth of the season. Aiden high on the left, just inside that Blackhawks logo.
Bloomer back in their box and one against Eddie.
Rozowski back to Aiden Misfelt, steps into a three left side. Got it.
Great shot.
McDonald has retaken the lead 40-39. A confident shot from the McDonald senior.
Hard-nosed Bloomer team. McDonald need to match their intensity on the defensive end. Eddie Mittermeier falling away to tie the game. He does from the left
wing. Great shot. Great shot.
Curling off the screen, Eddie Mittermeier's first field goal of the second half. Now a misspelled up top at the foul line. Kick out Cooper Mittermeier. Good ball fake. Cooper slides it back to Aiden. Aiden outside the arc. Cannon Huss. Quick. No hesitation. Nice
three in the right corner. And McDonald takes the lead back. Back and forth we go as Huss continues his hot shooting in the second half. 48-47. McDonald. A quality shot here. They trail 49-48.
Cannon Huss. Schwarzenberger coming into double. Huss kick out. Aiden Misfeldt straight on for three.
He got another one. Aiden Misfeldt with a big hit from downtown. And McDonald leads 51-49.
Great job by Cannon noticing the double team kick out to the top of the key.
Misfeldt slides a bounce to Cooper Mittermeier with 23 seconds to play outside the arc left wing. Finds Cannon Huss. Huss backs in. He's triple teamed. Goes up hard with the right hand and ties the game. A beautiful finger roll for Cannon Huss. We have a tie game and Huss at 21. Bolt slides it out to Aiden Misfeldt. Cooper Mittermeier. Keegan Galvez. Galvez pushes it across to Eddie. Touch pass to Aiden Misfeldt up top. Back to Cooper Meyer and Mittermeier. Under three to go. Cannon Huss doubled in the paint.
Right spins away. Right to the rack and ties the game.
He doesn't hesitate when he gets the ball down on the block. He's got a wide open lane to work. Run some clock. You know, they're still sitting in the zone. Just stay over there and play the zone game.
Aiden Misfeldt left side outside the arc. Testing the paint. Slides it. Cooper Mittermeier open for three. Right corner. No. Offensive rebound. Keegan Galvez. Goes up strong and scores. Keegan Galvez gives McDonald the lead. And that's a great time for his first basket. 57-55 the max. On the double bonus.
Be a fitting end to put this one in for a great performance from a senior.
Aiden Misfeldt, the free throw. Oh.
Perfect! A big make there for Aiden Misfeldt. 6 seconds left. Inbounds to Blaskocic.
And that's how the game finished up. As you mentioned, a capstone free throw, Ryan Stelter, for Aiden Misfeldt. 17 points are an official tally for him. Again, rounding out the scoring for McDonald, Cannon Huss with 25, Eddie Mittermeier with 11. I believe I failed to mention Asher Rozowski. You heard that huge three. He had three in the game. A huge two for Keegan Galvez and Jordan Sikora. Every bucket mattered in an overtime game like this. McDonald gets the job done.
Yeah, they did. They definitely earned it. It's a great, great road win for us coming off the tough road loss on Thursday. And It's a book of knowledge and experience. That's
next Friday night against Regis. In the meantime, we'll have three hockey games, Chi High on Monday night, and then again on Thursday night, and then on Tuesday, CFM Hockey. Greg Stewart with a call on all three. Check out the calendar at WOGO.com. Thank you to our board operator back at the WOGO home base in Halley, Zach Wycheck. For Ryan Stelter, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good afternoon from Bloomer High School here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Your final in overtime, McDonald 61, Bloomer 57. This has been Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.